Beginning December 1st, Dahl Memorial Clinic will have its first permanent executive director in nearly 3 years. Albert Wall was approved by unanimous vote at the November 16th assembly meeting. Wall's contract expires November 2025. He will earn $160,000 per year plus municipal benefits. Temporary housing is provided for the first 6 months of his contract. Assemblymember Deb Potter expressed relief at the appointment.
Mr. Wall is incredibly qualified for this job. He's excited to make Skagway his home, and I'm excited for, he came with a letter of reference from not only Dr. Zink, but Senator Keel. So I feel pretty fortunate that he has fallen into our lap, and I think everybody is going to be very welcoming.
Assemblymember Dan Henry, who has the most years of service at the table, commented on the tension surrounding clinic matters.
I would say in my 34 years here, I have never seen the clinic itself, the relationship of the board and with the assembly, and just the interaction throughout the community. I've never seen it so bad. Absolute worst I've ever seen. So hopefully with a new director, and some fresh faces on the clinic board, everybody will all understand that they need to put their energy into moving forward as a group that is dedicated to doing the best they can to offer the best services medically for this community.
Along with the new director, the assembly approved 5 clinic board members: Joel Jorgensen, Jenilyn Hager, Kilipaki Harris, Brittany Thomas, and William Lockett. Former board president Jeremy Simmons was named to fill Allison Nanini's spot with 1 year remaining. Lisa Mandeville, re-elected vice president of the board at a November 6 clinic meeting, was not reappointed. Assemblymember Orion Hansen saw the return of Simmons, who has 16 years of board experience, as a compromise. Earlier in the month, former mayor Andrew Cremata called for the dismissal of both Mandeville and Simmons for failing to follow the hiring board's recommendation to hire Wall. Hansen was also concerned.
There were some serious missteps in following the process of how you hire an executive director following our code. And I think that needs to be noted here.
Assembly members noted polarizing citizen correspondence, most of which was unpublished on the municipal website, as the authors wish to remain anonymous. For KHNS, this is Melinda Munson.